This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Earlier this month, the state of Florida rejected a proposed course for high schoolers that covers African-American studies. It's an advanced placement course designed to give those students college credit. It had been in a trial phase in dozens of high schools across the country, including Florida. But Florida's Department of Education says the curriculum violates a law Governor Ron DeSantis signed last year that restricts how race and sexual orientation can be taught in classrooms. Now a group of students is threatening to sue, and we're going to talk about that with Jessica Levinson, our regular Legal Eagle here on Press Play, and a professor at Loyola Law School. Hello.
Indeed. Hello.
All right. So Florida says this course would violate what is called the Stop Woke Act. This is a law the governor signed last year. What does that law do?
So that law does something very broad, and in fact, so broad that I think people might not really understand what it prohibits. And it basically says that lessons on race and other issues have to be taught in a, quote, objective manner, not used to indoctrinate or persuade students to a particular point of view, and that you cannot teach students in a way where they might feel responsible for historic wrongs regarding race, color, sex, or national origin. Now, the cardinal rule of writing laws or creating programs is that people understand what's prohibited and what's not prohibited. And part of the problem, I would say one of the problems with respect to this particular law, is that people have said, I really don't know when I'm going to run afoul of it. And a number of educators have said, it chills my ability to discuss historical issues in the classroom because I don't know when somebody's going to sue me and say I've violated the Stop Woke Act. And it does allow private individuals to sue.
Right. Okay. And so it would seem to be a violation of the First Amendment. Is that what some people are claiming?
Yes. So when it comes to the Stop Woke Act itself, part of it has been challenged, and part of the act targets classrooms, as we're discussing, but another part actually targets businesses and says when it comes to DEI training, it limits things like discussion of white privilege. And then it has other language that basically tracks the language we just talked about. Don't make people feel responsible for historic wrongs. Some businesses sued actually successfully. One of them was a Ben & Jerry's franchise and said, this law violates the First Amendment. It's too broad. That means it sweeps in too much protected speech. And it's content-based, meaning the government is picking what type of speech it doesn't like and telling you not to engage in that. When it comes to First Amendment law, that's kind of the quintessential government don't do that moment.
Okay, so there is a proposed lawsuit filed by civil, or perhaps filed by civil rights attorney, hasn't been filed yet, but Benjamin Crump, who is involved in the Tyre Nichols case as well, he's representing the family, and he says he'll file it on behalf of three students if DeSantis keeps blocking this AP Black History course. So what grounds would he sue on? Would he also talk about the First Amendment?
He would. And this is somewhat different, of course. It's not, is the statute itself unconstitutional? It's you're now applying the statute to block this particular AP course. And mm-hmm. what he's saying is this amounts to violations of both the federal and state constitutions. And they're basically pointing to a case that I think, at least at first blush, is helpful to them. It's a 2010 case that deals with a law that banned Mexican-American studies in Tucson schools. And a federal judge said that law was unconstitutional. And what really seemed to bother the judge there is the judge thought that it was designed based on government racial animus. And there were also issues of the Equal Protection Clause in that case. And so we don't have a specific complaint to look at. But yes, I absolutely think we're looking at First and 14th Amendment issues.
And do you think that that Crump and the students have merit there, or will it be a difficult case to pursue?
So I think that there is merit to the claim. Of course, we need to wait and actually see the specific claim, which may never come because what's happened in this case is the College Board has said, okay, we'll go back and we'll basically redesign the course. Now, we don't know what that full redesign will look like. And then we have to wait for the Florida Department of Education to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. So we may never actually get to the case. I will say that when it comes to, in general, blocking these kind of courses where you are, teaching issues regarding the Black Lives Matter and Black feminist literary movement, that it does have merit when only that type of course is being targeted and saying you cannot teach it. And that is something where it looks like the government is, again, kind of picking winners and losers, picking what type of knowledge that students are allowed to obtain. And that's part of what the judge in that 2010 case said, which is once you entangle yourself in education, you have to be really careful not to be motivated by race and not to be motivated based on trying to take certain content out of the classroom.
And the other thing is the College Board, which says it will revise the course and perhaps release an official framework on Wednesday, which happens to be the first day of Black History Month. The thing is the College Board is not a Florida-only organization. So what if other states object to the changes in this course?
Well, that's exactly right. So we need a uniform standard when it comes to these AP courses. And we could get into a situation where we're making changes, or I should say the College Board is making changes to try and work with Florida. But then other states are saying, look, you're depriving our students of really important knowledge. At a certain point, I think it all leads back to the idea that we're going to have to figure out how much, if any, of the Stop Woke Act actually can be applied and how it can be applied in what type of situation.
All right. Jessica Levinson teaches at Loyola Law School. She is our regular legal eagle here on Press Play. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, were Academy rules violated in the campaign around the movie To Leslie? The lead is nominated in the Best Actress category.
They started calling and emailing people saying, please, would you see the movie? Would you post about it? Would you come to a screening? And it kind of snowballed from there.
Matt Bellany is here next on Press Play.